choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket football.
Welcome to the Monday Coaches Show with Gage Courtney. The Rockets coming off a 48-21 loss at home, the home opener here at Rocket Stadium last week. A lot of energy here. Played well in the first half and just kind of ran out of gas the second half, Coach Courtney.
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of the story of the night. It was a great atmosphere coming out. It was exciting to be back at Rocket Stadium. It was packed. I can't remember. I'd say over 1,000 people. I think he said we sold about 900 tickets, and then you count people that get in, you know, on their passes and all that. It was a huge crowd. Fireworks were booming. It was really fun, and we came out, and I feel like the kids responded to that in the beginning. Come out first series, go right down and score, which was great, and did some decent things defensively, just kind of got out of position and let them convert a third and long there. And just kept the first half, just kept making plays, really. I felt really good about our focus level coming out ready to play. Obviously, after the week before, that was a big focus. And I thought there were a lot of things to build on from this game. But, yeah, like you said, we ran out of energy, it feels like. And it's tough playing a 4A school. They're bringing fresh bodies out there at you all the time. I mean, they're pretty much offense and defense. I think they had two guys going both ways. And, you know, it just wears on you. And you've seen it, them big old boys, you know, pushing you around all night. And then they get to go – sit down and have a drink while you got to be back there and fight some other ones. So, and it, you know, no excuse to it. We got to get in better shape. And it's just tough, you know, to get in that type of shape. The only thing that really comes with is playing. You can't simulate that, right. You know. So, but overall, I mean, I feel like I did after the game. Pretty proud of our fight. We got to get better, obviously, a lot of things. But we fought. We played hard for the most part.
3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and it's a one touchdown football game. And then I think that's when the fatigue and the body started falling a little quicker.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we talked prior to season about how thin you were at certain places, and up front being one of them. And now you've lost both of your two guys that it's been center the first part of the year, and a couple other guys up front there already. And so tell it, what are you going to do to patch all? I mean, you tried to patch it together the other night in the middle of the game. You went to Brandon.
Brandsassi.
Tough name to spell, too,
by the way.
But he played well.
He did. I was really impressed with him. He had a snap there in the beginning that was off. But besides that, I mean, you expect that. You throw a freshman there to the fire. I couldn't have been more impressed. Honestly, I mean, I thought Brandsassi would be a really good player for us, but I didn't think that he was quite ready to play. And I think he proved me wrong. He played really well and had a tough task against him. Some big, big guys in front of him, bigger guys than I would expect to see all year long, and that moved well, that played hard, that we were really worried about coming into the game. Man, he handled them just fine. I was really impressed with him. It's really good to see. And, you know, you see that as a coach sometimes. You're worried about things and guys aren't ready, and you throw them in there, and a lot of times they're a lot more ready than you thought, at least certain guys. You just got to give them a chance. And when he got his opportunity, he was ready for it. And, you know, it definitely makes us one deeper. And that's what I was talking to the coaches about. It's bad right now, but there's a chance we get everybody back still. And we've had, you know, except for Austin Witt, and obviously that situation is really sad. But we can talk about that later. But there's a chance that we create a lot of depth right here. Where we thought we were thin, maybe we're not as thin as we thought, you know, because we weren't counting on him to be able to play. And you throw him in, and then he's ready to play. So it could, you know, work in our favor. We try to stay positive about it. We're going to have to get – two more ready. I say you got to come in with at least 7 linemen ready to play, because you see what happens. It's just a tough physical place to play, and bodies flying around, knees getting – just all kinds of injuries happen down there. So we got to get 2 more ready. Brandsassi, I think, is ready to play if he has to. Hopefully Hurst comes back and he's okay. But if not, we feel good about him. It's just now we got to get 2 more ready. So just keeps going. We got to get the next guys ready now. That's the biggest focus. I think Brandsassi is okay if he has to stay in there. He didn't show us anything different. Got to, you know – sure up a few snaps, but he's ready to go. Extremely proud of how he played.
You know, he's a kid that I've heard his name all the way back from Little League and through middle school. The coaches all just talking about what a player he was. And like you say, some guys, when the lights come on, their true colors show. And you like those kind of guys.
Right. And he's a freshman, but he's there every day at weightlifting. He's putting in the time. He's a big freshman, obviously. Just body-wise, he's ready to play. But he put in a lot of work this offseason, you know, and has put himself in position to play.
Well, and then Briley Berry, one that we can ill afford to lose, goes down there in the fourth quarter, shoulder injury. You have any update on that? I'm sure there's not anything definitive yet.
Well, we all around good news so far. We got x-rays and no breaks or no separations, it seems. We got those back this weekend. So, okay. Yeah, we're feeling pretty optimistic about him being able to play. He's still sore, and he's going to be. I think we need to change some things to try to protect that shoulder a little bit for him and just the way he approaches things, because he's hurting for sure. He had a lot of tackles, and it was a physical game for him. He's a guy, though, that we lose him, things change dramatically. I mean, there's certain guys on this team that we really, really need to protect, and he's towards the top of that list. Without him, things change fast.
15 tackles for Briley Berry, 12 solos included in that.
Yeah.
And he was your defensive player of the game, clearly. He's turned into quite a nice football
player. Yeah, he played his hand in off, especially early. And he had five misses, and honestly, those are all to that injury. He's just trying to tough it out, and he just starts missing, reaching, trying to tackle with his not hurt shoulder, and gets him out of position a couple of times. But when he was healthy, I mean, you can see when it happens. After that, he starts missing a little bit. But, man, he was on pace to have a night. That first and second series, I think he had 8 tackles in the first 2 series, and he was just all over the place. And, like, I can say, you know, all kinds of good things to take the whole podcast about him. He's a great player and somebody that we got to have out there.
And a hard worker. I mean, he's just a Mr. Business-like.
Just can't beat him. Yeah. Just can't beat him. As a kid, as a player, you just can't beat him.
Of course, he's got a lot of family here watching close.
He does. He does. And they did a great job with him. He's just an A-plus kid. Just can't beat him.
Yeah. Great kid. Great play. We hope to see him back this week. Yeah. A lot of prayers.
We need him.
On offense, gosh, you could have picked a couple of guys out, I guess. Another pretty good game for your quarterback. But Preston Morganson, he's your player of the game. He caught a couple of touchdown passes and had 77 yards receiving in the game.
Yeah, he played well offensively. I think he did a better job running the routes that he was supposed to and understand the game plan. He's a guy that we have that can win. They played a lot of man coverage, and he was able to, you know, get open quite a bit. Does a great job blocking. Just played hard all night long. He made his print. He played good defensively, too. Played good on special teams again. Made a big fake punt where he was able to roll out and pick up a huge first down for us. Just played well. Played with a chip on his shoulder like he always does. But controlled it pretty well, and I was excited about how he played. And he just gives us so much, man. So much on every aspect of the game and everything we do. And it's hard to keep him out of the player of the game, whether it's special teams, offense, defense. He's doing so much, and this week we felt like he deserved offense.
Yeah. I've got to run a correction here. He didn't have 2 touchdown receptions. One, Casey, right. Kate Casey had the other one. And I believe that was Casey's first of his career, wasn't it?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure on that.
I'm not 100%.
But it sure was good to see him get in there, because he's been a somebody we've been looking forward to for a long time. Yeah. Him and Mike had a great connection, and just he kind of got the slump there with his hands and lost a little confidence. It was good to see him.
Nice catch back there.
Oh, yeah. He's a nice player, really nice player. It's just a confidence thing, and we have expected big things from him and continue. And we got a lot of weapons on the outside, like I said. There's going to be guys every week that, you know, may not have done a whole lot in the past that could make a play at any time.
So, Seth Guess on special teams this week had a blocked kick, and then yet another guy, Case Govan, also blocked an extra point. So big night for the extra or special teams guys, and Seth Guess gets player of the week on it.
Yes, yeah, Seth did get player of the week on special teams. I honestly thought he blocked 2, and then come back, Case said, no, I blocked the other one. It went right through his hands, and Case blocked him. So we might need a co-defense or a special teams player of the week for blocking those kicks. Those are big and give you a lot of momentum, especially when they tie it up. It's 7-6, you know, and we're up 1 point, and then, you know, it kind of gives you a little momentum back. All right, we didn't give up the lead right here. We don't just take off a play because we scored. I really like the mentality of that and what it means. We're not quitting, right? Just because they scored, we're going to line up and play the next play. It's been the same thing with sudden change. When we get a turnover all year long, if we turn the ball over, we haven't allowed the offense to score in the next possession. And then that's really, really good signs of kids continuing to fight and how we kind of track them that I'm really excited about this team and just the fight they continue to show. No matter if it's good, bad, ugly, just play the next play. Just play the next play, and they're doing that.
And say that one more time so our listeners will remember that. After a turnover, you've not given up a touchdown.
No.
That is a big statistic.
That's a big statistic, yeah. Sudden change is a huge statistic that we track. And, yeah, anytime we turn the ball over, we can't just allow that to become points because turnovers are so big, right? So, but if they don't turn into points, they don't become that big of a deal. So that's been good to see.
Yeah. And let's talk about Lane West up front. Another guy just has kind of stepped up and filling a nice role up there and had a great game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy coming in that you hope's your sixth or seventh lineman coming into the season who now is becoming one of our better ones quickly. There's just another great kid that you just can't ask for a better kid. And it comes on the football field. Those things go hand in hand. They really do. And how hard he works and wanting to get better, asking questions, always doing the right things. And then you just see it turn over to the football field. We couldn't ask for anything more of him, how quickly he's grown. I mean, not playing high school football to now becoming one of our better offensive linemen quickly. He's got a bright future ahead of him. A lot of young guys like that we're excited about just now getting opportunities that are really playing well, and he's towards the top of that list.
Yeah, well, his dad was a pretty good football player, too.
Yeah, I think he comes from a lot of football family, and I think he's fitting right into it. We're excited about him and certainly glad he came out. That's what we were talking about. Without him, you know, where are we? We're already another one down where we're thin. So we're really thankful he came out. And like I said, just couldn't ask for more of him. And honestly, once he gets better understanding offense, which he seems that he is, you'll probably see him on defense. He could make a lot of impact defensively as well. He's fast, got a nonstop motor. He goes.
Talk a little bit, too, about we've, again, lost some players in this game. And toward the very end, I look over and Levi Piper is climbing in the back of an ambulance over there at the end of the field. But then he got back out of it and walked back down. He had his shoulder pads off. But any idea? I know there was some initial thought, maybe a concussion. Anything, any report on Levi?
Yeah, afterward, he seemed to be okay. They ended up, you know, thinking that he's okay, and that I don't know exactly. There's some dehydration things in there that Johnny maybe thought as well. I don't really, honestly, it's kind of still a mystery of what happened and what's going on. And but it seems like he's bouncing back, and he's another one that, like that linebacker core, offensive line linebackers is where we got to stay healthy. And we lost two linebackers when we're already lost. Well, we already lost two, right? So we're out of our top five. We only had one starting linebacker left in that game
at the end
of the game.
And
so
that's a big problem.
Yes, big problem. I mean, high school, if you know about, and especially here in what we do, linebackers are your key to stopping people. I mean, they got to be able to defend the run and the pass, and it's hard to have a really good, you know, defense without that linebacking core. So it seems like he's going to be okay. It seems like, maybe a question of what happened, but we're just glad that he's feeling better and was able to go practice a little bit today. It seems okay.
You know, another guy that I've kind of kept my eye on, and he found a fumble recovery, is Keelan Govan. He's a guy that came over from Henderson County, didn't know really what to expect of him, but he's stepping in and he's getting a lot of playing time.
Yeah, he is, and somebody that you're going to see get more, not less, because he's doing really well, and also with how thin we are getting up front, you know, we got to kind of save that offensive line, and a lot of the offensive linemen have to play in defensive end. So he's a guy this week, I said, ready or not, here you come. That's what I told him. I said, you're going to have to play this week and see what you got, and he came in and played good. Plays hard, really hard, if you watch him. He just plays hard. He's fast. He's strong. He's not real tall, but he's still a swelled-up kid, got a good physique about him and continues to play hard. He's just learning, just got to continue to learn and get better at the small things, and he's going to be a really good player for us, another one that we're lucky that we got and we're excited about.
You know, a couple other guys I'd like to mention, too, Tyler Belt and Evan Belt. Evan's a first-time high school football player. Of course, Tyler's coming off an injury.
Right.
A couple of guys that showed up, made a couple of plays last week. Tyler looks like he's getting himself back more in tune and rhythm and offensively, made a couple of plays,
right,
too.
Yeah, Tyler's looking better all the time, just kind of, you know, coming off that injury, just kind of maybe a slower start starting out. But each week he's looking better. I think that he'll continue to get more of an offensive role for this team. He's somebody that's fast. He can really catch the ball out of the backfield. He can play him at receiver. He's really versatile in what he can do. And he's been playing on defense all year and playing well. And Evan comes in, he's another one of those new guys that's given us something. Evan's not did anything but do his job and do right defensively every time he's in. He's been in that rotation but just been getting about 25% of the snaps. But he's doing good with those 25. I honestly expect him to start playing a little bit more. Made a couple really nice plays for us last week. And, you know, it's good to see. Like I said, a lot of those guys that we had questions about, they're just new coming out, and he's another one on that list that are really making an impact for us right now.
Caleb Nesbitt had a nice game, 2 catches, 51 yards. Then Rowan Perkins caught 3 passes for 21. That may have been the first pass receptions he's had all year, and had 3, kind of able to giving us something there, and he was catching the ball and making some things happen.
Yeah, Roe was the guy. I mean, obviously he's so fast and quick, and they're trying to play man coverage, and it's hard chasing him across the field. So there were some things that really opened up for him. He's a guy. He's our fastest guy on the team, and can make some plays. And you know, we got to focus and get him the ball this week. And Caleb, obviously, Caleb. He does a great job, and was able there playing in man coverage on the outside. Was really able to get open. Had a couple more opportunities, bad snaps and things. It seems like we get Caleb the ball, something we laugh about it. Every time we have a play call for Caleb, it's something crazy happens, and it's so unfortunate. We joke about it, but it's really not funny. That something just happens. With that being said, when he gets opportunity, he makes the best of it, and we just got to continue. And I know Coach Berry is one of his big focuses, getting him the ball, because once he does get it, something good happens.
Anybody else that we haven't talked about mentioned that maybe we just don't see stand out in the statistics or anything? People are doing the right thing.
Zach Kant stands out, obviously. Yeah. He's somebody that hadn't found himself in a player of the game, and that's about the only time that we get mentioned as offensive lineman, or if you do something bad. But he's so solid for us and does a good job, and it kind of comes back to what I've said before about the expectations you have. We expect the world out of him, so maybe sometimes he plays really well, but he's still not our offensive lineman of the week when he could be. And when he's coming in on defense, I can't play him there all the time. I wish I could, but it's just keeping him fresh because he's did a great job, had a sack last week. Really has played good against Webster and Murray defensively as well. And he's just definitely one of our leaders, definitely one of our best players that can't be overlooked. He means the world to this team. He's the anchor of that offensive line right now, most consistent, really the only one with any experience at this point, really the only one at all. So, and he has to make all the line calls. Well, that's usually the center, but you have a freshman or young guys up there. He's having to make them at left tackle. And, you know, just without him, things could go sideways too. He's one of those ones that it would be really hard to replace, and he's did a great job.
You know, to watch him progress from Little League, I coached him in Little League and then watched him all through middle school, then down to high school. He's a kid that's kind of – he came out of his shell, and this year is just – he's really a leader on this team, a vocal leader.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just really proud of him and what he's been able to do and through football. And I know he's worked hard in the offseason the last 2 years too.
Yeah, he has. He's really put in the work. And like you said, he's got a lot of confidence. Speaks to him talking a lot now. And he probably is our most vocal leader on the team. Yeah.
Another guy whose father played Rocket football back in the day too. So, all right. Well, like you said, don't like to lose, but you're finding some bright spots out of this game. 7-point game in the third quarter, and then they score 3 unanswered there down the stretch when we were kind of limited in body and soul, I think, for the most part down the stretch there. But we'll go over to Caldwell County and visit one of our arch rivals over there at Princeton this week, and we will talk more about that on the Thursday Coaches Show. So thanks, Coach Courtney.
Appreciate it.